sitting around at 3 a.m., cutting each other down with cigarette knives and tequila swords. Poets are no less cruel or desperate than normal people. They're just more cunning in their insinuation. Later, after the snakes had gone, we walked home in the sneering rain.
Lurch, noun, in phrase, leave in the lurch. Leave someone in a difficult situation without assistance or support. Origin, French, lurch, a game resembling backgammon, used in the phrase, demeurer lurch, be discomfited. Sabotage, verb, deliberately destroy or obstruct, especially for political or military advantage. Noun, the action of sabotaging. Origin, French, from saboteur, kick with sabots, willfully destroy. Textbook, noun, a book used as a statement work for the study of a subject. Adjective, conforming to an established standard, exemplary. Dogfish, noun, a small bottom-dwelling shark with a long tail. Retrovirus, noun, biology. Any of a group of RNA viruses which insert a DNA copy of their genome into the host cell in order to replicate, e.g. HIV.
What we see is determined to a large extent by what we hear. You can verify this proposition by a simple experiment. Turn off the soundtrack on your television set and substitute an arbitrary soundtrack pre-recorded on your tape recorder. Street sounds, music, conversation, recordings of other television programs. You will find that the arbitrary soundtrack seems to be appropriate and is in fact determining your interpretation of the film track on screen. People running for a bus in Piccadilly with a soundtrack of machine gun fire looks like 1917 Petrograd. You can extend the experiment by using recorded material more or less appropriate to the film track. For example, take a political speech on television, shut off the soundtrack, and substitute another speech you have pre-recorded. Hardly tell the difference. The simplest variety of cut up on tape can be carried out with one machine like this. Record any text. Rewind to the beginning. Now run forward at arbitrary intervals. Stop the machine and record a short text. Wind forward. Stop. Record where you have recorded over. The words are wiped out and replaced with new words. Do this several times, creating arbitrary juxtapositions. You will notice that the arbitrary cuts are appropriate in many cases, and your cut-up tape makes surprising sense. Cut-up tapes can be hilariously funny. 20 years ago, I heard a tape called The Drunken Newscaster, prepared by Jerry Newman of New York, cutting up news broadcasts. I cannot remember the words at this distance, but I do remember laughing until I fell out of a chair. Paul Bowles calls the tape recorder God's little toy. Maybe his last toy. Any number can play. Anyone with a tape recorder controlling the soundtrack can influence and create events.